Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does a Golden Glove boxer turn pro who witnessed the stabbing of his mentor start his working career as a janitor and eventually become a leading business owner in Hawaii? It's the story of Chris Ulu and his wife Francine. Hear how Jesus has made a difference in their lives and how he can make a difference in your life too. Wherever your background may have been, it doesn't necessarily always have to determine where you're going, as you will soon hear. Join me as we hear about the power of the resurrected Christ who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins, shed his blood on the cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And the Christ whom Chris and Francine have followed, you can follow him too. And it is our hope and our prayer that you would indeed do so. Join me in this pre-recorded interview with Chris and Francine Ulu. We're blessed today to be with Chris and Francine Ulu. Chris and Francine are the owners of Storekeeper Self Storage. They're also members of Inspire Church. And God has done amazing things in their life. It takes us back to the days of the grand days of boxing. You might have heard the names Andy Gannigan, Ganigan. You may have heard the name Jesus Salud. Well, Chris Ulu knows very well about boxing. And these are the days even preceding Manny Pacquiao. But Chris, take us back. What was it like back then in the boxing world here in Hawaii?
In those days, boxing was real famous in those days. I mean, even when the Golden Gloves came up, I mean, everybody from all the state of Hawaii has participated. And just to let you know, when we had so much fights on hand, we have to have two boxing rings through the night just so that everybody can participate within the Golden Glove. And that's how boxing was. It was very interesting in the sports of boxing in those days in the 80s.
So you were, Eiichi Jumon was boxing about that same time too?
Eiichi Jumon was a little bit in the late 70s.
Late 70s.
And but his brother Duke Jumon was within my time also.
Explain what it meant to you in that season of your life. What did boxing mean?
In that season in my life at that time, it just means trying to get ahead in life, trying to make something of yourself, making money, supporting my family. That's basically what I had in mind, of just trying to get well known and trying to make the big bucks at that time.
A moment came when you won. You're undefeated. You won. You're coming down the ring, and your manager says something to you about a place on the mainland, and your heart lifts because of that. What happened?
He actually just promised me that he was telling me, Chris, just this one fight, you have to win this fight. And once you win it, we're going to move to the mainland. And that was excited. Everybody from Hawaii wants to move to the mainland, the big times. And they want to make their name well known in the mainland. That's where all the promoters are. That's where all the money is. And it really excited me when he told me that, hey, Chris, just this fight, you have to win. And once you win Hollywood, we're going.
Hollywood. What was the name of your manager?
My manager's name at that time was Doug Tatting.
Doug Tatting.
Yes.
So you come down, you're on your way to Hollywood.
Yes. I just thank God I won that night. And all I remember there when I was coming down the ring, the first thing he told me was, Chris, Hollywood, here we come. And I just was so happy and so much excited. I kind of ran in the bathroom and took a shower and just thanking God. And I would just say, wow, Hollywood, here I come. And I just remember at that time, one of our coach that weren't in, on the side of the ring at that night, he was just sitting down and just not saying anything. But all I remember just tapping his back, and his name was Abdul. And I just tap him on his back. I say, hey, Abdul, Hollywood, here we come. And it just had excited me at that time that I just lost focus of everything, or I just lost focus of what he was feeling like, not knowing that he just got fired from coaching us. And I didn't realize that. And I just tapped him on the back and dried myself, put my clothes on, and I went straight out back to watch the rest of the fights that was going on at that night.
This is at the, where was the fight taking
The
place?
Fight was held at the Blaisdell Center, yes.
It was a night that you will never forget. What happened?
At that night, I just remember sitting down with my wife, just telling her how I'm so happy that everything is just falling in place. And I just remember I went closer to the ringside, and I sat down with my teammates, and one of our teammates were fighting. His name was Johnson, and somehow he lost that night, and just like everything went bad, because he was also one of our stablemen, and he was also undefeated also, but he lost that night, and everybody was kind of shocked. But Abdul somehow went up to the ring holding a flag, and we didn't notice what he was doing, but he actually got, he just ran up in the ring, and somehow he actually stabbed my manager in the chest. By word not noticing it until my manager came down from the ring holding his chest. And that's when we saw all the blood coming out of his chest, and we actually went to him and try and help him as much as we could. But at that time, the ambulance at that time did not, weren't at the fights at that time, so they kind of changed the rules toward that time, making sure that always having an ambulance at that time. But it somehow, it's just, there were no help at, and the time was just running down, and I just saw his face fading away, and I knew that he ain't gonna make it. But then that's when ambulance came about 45 minutes after taking him away to the hospital.
So in a moment, you know, things are changing right in front of your eyes. How did you process that?
I'm still being young. I couldn't cope with it, but I'm just thinking that what I was going to do in life, I mean, how it's going to change my boxing career. But somehow just I felt like the next day was just another day, but it wasn't the same, because I didn't have any manager to look up to. I didn't have anybody to see what is my next thing I'm gonna do in my life, what is my next fight. So I just felt lost. So the best thing I thought was staying away from boxing. So I kind of left boxing for like almost a year, just sitting back and thinking what I'm gonna do in life. So everything just kind of dropped for me at that time. I did not have a life plan on what I was gonna do, noticing that I did drop out of high school at my early year in junior high. So I just didn't have anything to fall back on at that time.
Young, married couple. Francine, you were there that night too.
Yes, I was.
It was a night that was going to change. Well, you were going in one direction, one trajectory, so to speak, and all of a sudden, nothing. How did you respond to what you saw? You were there at the fight too.
Yes, I was. So, I experienced it all, and it was a shocker for the both of us. But me being married and having, you know, children already, I was just...
How many did you have at that time?
I think at that time we had...
Three
of my boys.
Three boys.
Yeah. I had to just focus on, you know, just getting through this and taking care of the kids.
So you're... There, you got to take care of the kids. You're taking some time away from. What did you do?
At that time, the manager that I had that passed away on that night, he owns Paradise Security, and I was part of the security company at that time. I was pretty much one of the supervisor, so I actually was still working as a security guard at that time. Until probably about 5 to 6 months, the company had closed down due to his death. And his brother actually came in from the mainland and just kind of shut everything down. And so everything just kind of, I lost focus on what I was going to do. But then about a year after that, I was just picking up jobs after jobs. But then I decided a year after to go back into fighting.
So now you had already begun your professional career.
Yes.
So now you're going to take it to another level, or you hope to do it. So you go back into professional fighting. Chris Ulu is explaining his journey, his journey of life. He needed to go back and, you know, consider what his life plan was going to be. And it's at moments like these, when jolting moments, when you're set to go one way and suddenly in a completely unexpected way, things change dramatically. Have you ever experienced a sudden change? Have you ever felt the uncertainty of the future? If you have, if you are, you will appreciate the honesty, the clarity by which Chris and his wife Francine speak now of a time that could have been very cloudy in the days gone by. It's a word of hope, a message of hope, a story of hope they will share when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042.
384-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So he's going to attempt to reset himself in life. Chris Ulu is going to go back to boxing. You're going to hear him explain. Francine is with him. Chris and Francine Ulu in studio in this pre-recorded interview. If you're tuning in right now, you can get the program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now here's more in our time with Chris and Francine Ulu.
I decided a year after to go back into fighting.
So now you had already begun your professional career.
Yes.
So now you're going to take it to another level, or you hope to do it. So you go back into professional fighting. What happened?
I went back into fighting, and I had my first fight, and it was a real change feeling going into the gym, trying to train, and having all these other guys. You call them like sharks. They come in and try to want to train you and trying to pick you up as a manager. And for me, I was thinking, wow, I have people that I can choose to be my manager. But they definitely want to see how well you do coming back, making a comeback. But I just remember that how everybody...
Because you're still undefeated.
Yes. And how everybody loves me. They came and gave me water after I hit the bag, jump rope. So I felt like I was gaining my respect. I felt like, wow, I was getting my membership back into the fighting game. So I just felt like, wow, I think I can do it again. But then I end up planning my first fight at the Blaisdell, and we end up I had my first fight, and the first fight was my first loss. I lost by decision, and it seems like the next week I went back to the gym. The people that I taught was that wanted me, they stayed away from me.
They disappeared?
Yes. They were in the gym, but they didn't pay attention to me. They stopped giving me water. I had to go over there and grab the bottle of water myself and change my mouthpiece. And then that time had really changed my love for boxing. I just felt like, wow, everybody's just they just love when you do good, but when you're down, you're out of there. And then that's when I wasn't as I thought I was before. I went in, trained, went back out, went back in, won fights, went back out, lost, and then it wasn't the same for me. And I just was so scared that I didn't have anything to fall on my background, because my education, I wasn't really good in education in school or anything. I had nothing to fall on. But that's when I definitely knew I could count on God.
You mentioned God. How did you become a follower of Christ? How did you become a Christian?
I give credit to my mom. My mom, everyone knows her from Waianae. She was a woman that speak the gospel on the road, whether it's Tamora's, Carnets, McDonald's. But she was a woman from, they call her the crazy woman in Waianae, but she was with her blowhorn, praising God, giving God the glory and everything. She was a preacher. And I believe that her prayers had always been on top of me. Every time when I used to go home, visit her, she always used to tell me, Chris, I'm praying for you. Chris, God is good. And I just always remember that I grew up as a Christian, and I knew that the word that my mom gave me, and it's found in the book of Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I believe that scripture may be small, but it actually impacted my life through my whole life, through my career. And that's when I knew I could count on that no matter what the situation I'm in. I always knew that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Francine, you got three boys that you have to raise, and Chris is in the fight game. Did it cause any kind of instability in the raising of the boys at that time?
Yes, very much. The raising of our boys and in our relationship.
In what way?
It put a lot of strain on us. Being so young, getting married so young, you know, just meeting so young, our hearts.
How old were you when you got married?
I was 16. He was 17. We were living at his mom's house, and because of her strong faith, she didn't allow us to stay in the house unmarried. So, it was. I look back at it; it's kind of funny. But she actually called the pastor from down the road, and she had him come to the house and marry us there in the house. Mm. Yeah.
Make it right before God.
Yeah, that's right. No matter what it took with her, just make it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the instability, go further. Describe what was that like?
It was just challenging for us. Our hearts were in the right place. We were, you know, we're very much in love, but our minds were going in different directions. And because we were at a immature time of our lives, it was just hard for us to click, just to know how to treat marriage, to treat each other.
You're trying to, I mean, I think this speaks to many young couples.
Yes.
You know, you're trying to support the family. You're trying to do what you think is best. There's in young marrieds, well, maybe in life, there's a sense of desperation that you feel because you gotta provide. You gotta take care. Desperation because you don't want to lose your mind. And sometimes we feel crazy. I mean, in a marriage relationship or raising kids, you know, they can. We probably all nod our heads if we say they can bring out the best in us and they can bring out the worst in us. Well, here you are, and at the same time, we want to feel good about ourselves too. So you're fighting. You're lacking the kind of management, the kind of leadership. What would you say helped you, Francine, Chris, in staying together? I mean, were there ever times that you wondered if it was going to work? I wonder about that.
Absolutely. Staying together, it would be all up to God. I mean, just trusting in Him, working hard, not giving up, just taking it day by day, you know, just working it out, seeking help. Yeah, just God blessed us with so many mentors that would help us along our path.
Let's talk about the mentors, because here you are finding that, I want you to explain how it ended, but now fast forwarding, now you are business owners, and for a number of years and growing, and now you're your boys are a part of the business. An incredible story that is from started in the 1980s, early 80s.
Yes.
And here we are in 20, in good part of the early 2015, you know, so.
For me, I knew already that my wife was for me forever. I mean, there's no doubt about it that I was never going to lose her. And I knew that if I have to make some adjustments, some changes in my life, I was willing to do it. And I'm much glad. I don't care. I mean, I tell this to all the marriage couples in the world that it's to death do us part. I mean, I knew I loved my wife. I knew I had to make adjustments in my life. And though we did had some hard times in our life, but I knew that separation or divorce was never the answer, was never even imagine in our life. I was ready to give up anything else to make this happen. Mm-hmm. And I just thank God for His grace that we're here. And we did go through so tremendous stress in our life toward jobs and companies. But God has tremendously blessed us in so many ways that I can never give or outgive God that what He has for us in our life. And knowing that there's one time in my time that I had strayed away from boxing, but I did try and make a comeback. I just remember in 1987, I remember that God had, either God or someone had opened the door for me to make a comeback. And I came back as a middleweight, and I had never fought that heavy before. Before I was fighting a welterweight, pretty much like 139 to 147. But I used to go to the gym here and there, but then finally I had this open door that they told me, Chris, we have an open fight that had canceled. And it was on the same undercard with Jesus Salute, and it was at the Pearl Harbor Stadium on the field. And I just remember that time that it was so excited that, hey, I'm making a comeback, but I'm making a comeback in a middleweight, and it was like a weight that it's way heavier than I ever fought. But I knew that, I've been fighting for a long time in my life, so I knew that I could make a comeback. So I was working.
He's going to make a comeback. He's going to make a comeback, Chris Ulu, and a boxing name that some will remember quite well. He'll describe what happened, not only the results of the fight, but what went on inside, what he felt, what he thought. You see, there was a crossroads of life that he was actually at. And we come to those places from time to time in our lives. Perhaps you are at the crossroads, and if someone were to look at you, they would see you and where you are in your situation, you know, your environment, but they don't know what's going on inside. Chris Ulu is going to describe what was going on internally. He says the choices that we make on the inside, the decisions, the prayers that we pray, the awareness that we have about God in that moment, that begin to change the course, the direction. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, it certainly is one of the hardest things to do in life, and that is to let go of something, to leave something behind. For the purpose of going forward. You know, sometimes holding on keeps us from moving forward. And, many thoughts come to mind. But it's not until we go that God reveals to us what's actually there. There's just certain things we will never know until we go. And when we're there, opportunities, relationships, connections begin to open up. Why? Because we went. Here's more from Chris Ulu and Francine Ulu explaining his process in this amazing journey.
I've been fighting for a long time in my life, so I knew that I could make a comeback. So I was working as a landscaper at that time. Due to her father was the supervisor at Cam Shop in Center, so I was training within a sharp 3 weeks that I had time for train, and I made that comeback, and all of a sudden that it had changed my direction, because my mom had spoke to me about this fight should not happen, I shouldn't be fighting back, and I had my pastor speaks to me, and then I just remember at that time I remember that I was starting to be afraid, because the guy that I fought, probably many people in Hawaii knows him. It was Derek Drain. They call him the Disco Kid. And he was fighting well over the 10 rounds at that time. But me, I had actually rested for so many years before I made this comeback. And so it was in his weight class that they wanted me to fight. And they offered me good money at that time. So I took the fight, and I just remember explaining to my wife that when came close to that fight, I still remember it was 1989. That's the day that God had spoke to me about I should end my fighting career. And I just remember that I was so scared that something was going to happen to me. But then all of a sudden, I told my wife that I remember I was in the restroom and asking God to forgive me. And I told God, win, lose, or draw, main thing, I come out alive. I told God that, just get me out alive. I don't care what the situation is. I promise you, Lord, I was going to give up fighting. And it was a great fight. I thought I won that fight, but they made it a draw. But it was a tremendous fight, and I just remember that that was my last fight I fought. Then I remember when I came out, I never did return back to the gym. I kept my promise. I stayed as a youth pastor for many years after that, and God had tremendously kept His promise and blessed us more than ever.
What was your first job at a storage facility?
My first job, I started in 1985 as a janitor. I just had a hard time finding jobs after jobs. But sometimes I'm ashamed to say it, but I had a problem with stealing. I used to steal a lot. And what you call that, hon? You call me?
Kleptomania.
That's the word. Every time I used to just get in trouble, so I used to lose my job after job. But finally, I prayed and asked God for, I don't care, just give me any job, God. I promise you I'll make changes in my life. And me and my wife, we were going through some hard times living with family at that time. And I knew that for me to keep my family, I have to make these adjustments and stop doing the things I did of the old man and put on the new man and start doing good things. And I just thank God he had opened the door for me. Working at Easy Access Self Storage on Kauai Hau, and it was more as a janitor, and it was like $700 a month, and I was excited. That was a lot of money for me, knowing that I just had a job to work, and I did make more money before, but I thank God it was a gift that God had given me out that day.
It sounds like when you're thankful, I'm speaking in general terms for all of us, when you or we are thankful, the value of whatever it is that we have goes up. You know, I mean, 700, somebody might think one way about it, but when you're thankful for it, when you love it, when you thank God because it's a gift, wow, that's a real special place to be.
Absolutely.
And that's where you were.
Yes.
Did you ever think that God was preparing you for business ownership in the storage industry?
I never have thought anything about it. I mean, I just wanted to improve myself, keep my marriage, and work my way up. But I really did not know what God has had for me at that time. But looking back, I can see that God had it all planned out.
Take us on that. Let's look back, but take us on the journey of how that plan unfolded.
Well, that plan unfolded of working for Easy Access Self Storage. I worked for 10 years.
10 years.
At that company. And I started as a janitor, and then about a year and a half, I became the warehouse supervisor. We had enough money to hire another janitor to come on board. And so I became the supervisor, and we started to open up the free pickup, free move-ins. So we end up generating more job and getting more people to come in.
Which gets me to think, Chris, that as a janitor, you did a bang-up job. I mean, to be so excellent that things begin to grow. And I think it comes in that the feeling of gratitude.
Yes.
Thanksgiving. And you become excellent in what you do. However the task might be, you do it unto the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And then God elevates.
Yes.
Is that what your experience was like?
Yes. My experience was he just kept on elevating me and noticing that when we started to do a moving company, I started to more into picking up people's stuff and bringing it into the storage. But somehow, at least my fourth year, I started to think to myself, wow, I'm going to be older. I can't be doing this all my life. So I told God, Lord God, give me something else that would help benefit me. And God said, hey, there's the office. You can start working in the office. So I just remember that my reading wasn't that great, but my spelling was real bad. But I knew that, hey, if I learn how to type, people can tell me to spell the name, and I can just type it without even looking at the board and type faster, and I can learn to spell at the same time. But noticing, I asked the manager if he could train me how to type, and then noticing that a lot of people in school, they think typing is for girls. So I never did take typing in school, but it was the first for me. But then we had this program on the computer, Maven's Beacon, that we learned how to type. And I ended up typing 80, 90 words a minute. So that had started a new era for me in my life, that noticing I had to work in the office, and I transferred my supervisor. I had to give up a higher calling to get to a lower place to move up more into the office side. And I moved in as an office worker, and it was great. I knew I knew the outside, so I just have to learn the inside, and that's where everything started taking
over. I'm looking at Francine. There's a twinkle and a look of, you know, the wife's pride. The wife is proud of her husband.
Yes.
And when she's proud. Making the, you know, those fingers on the, it must have been quite something to see. Here is Chris Ulu, the boxer, worked on the outside, the grueling work, and now you just chomping away on the keyboards. 80, 90 words a minute. Incredible. I wish I was there to see it. So now you're going into the office. Francine, you're raising the boys. What in this season was, what was it like for you as you see Chris transforming?
Well, of course, naturally I was very proud of him. I went to clerical school when the boys were little, and when I found out about Chris, you know, typing 80 words per minute, I was like, what? That's more than I did. And, you know, I did it back then. But, yeah, it was just so proud and honoring to know that he's working so hard, you know, to keep our family together and to support us and to just do whatever he can do, you know, to succeed in life and to move forward.
He with the challenge of his excellence, you felt the love.
Oh yes, definitely.
So Chris, sometimes we do have to make changes and do things that may seem like we're stepping back or away to advance. I know it's a strange thought. It's how God moves sometimes. But in God, stepping back is actually moving forward. Going sideways in God's purpose and plan is actually advancement, if we're doing it as he directs us. And that's where faith comes in. We have to trust in him. Maybe it's a side step that you have to take. Maybe you're going backwards, or so you feel. Did you know that in God, in Christ, going backwards can be moving forward? Because he can accelerate us in ways that is astonishing, that will astound you and me. So take heart, my friend, in the side and in stepping back, because God is advancing you. Chris and Ulu and Francine Ulu will be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist, Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Go to storekeeperselfstorage.com. Storekeeperselfstorage.com. That's how you can find out more about Chris and Francine Ulu and their business, storekeeperselfstorage.com. Chris Ulu is sharing the story of how it all happened, Chris and Francine. So let's go back and hear how it all came to be from janitor to business owner.
Just do whatever he can do, you know, to succeed in life and to move forward.
He with the challenge of his excellence, you felt the love.
Oh yes, definitely.
So Chris, again, brother, I'm thinking, starting as a janitor, now you're in the office. At that time, did you think, well, maybe one day I'll own a company like this?
The first thing came to mind was being the manager. I used to look at my manager and I used to say to myself, I want your job. but I knew that I would never have his job because he was definitely also doing good in his job. But then I knew that if we end up opening a second facility, I definitely would be transferring over there as a manager. And that's what happened 6 years after that.
So this these thoughts come in, but it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen next year. How did you bear the waiting game, so to speak?
I was just working hard to more depending on my salary increase. We had a salary increase every year, and they go according to how well you work. So I mean, I was a person that I work hard, and I used to put so many hours into it. I used to make changes. Even if I have to get out of the office to go out there and paint the walls, fix the push carts, that was my job. I knew that I knew the in and out, so I could, if office was done, I could go out there and make some changes on the outside. And that's where they saw me. They saw me that, hey, wow, he can go in and out and works great with customer service. And that was more mentality, is just looking at my my salary increasing every year, and that's what I was game for, just making sure I can support my family.
So when did it come about that you began to think, well, hey, maybe ownership is coming on the radar of our life screen?
Just to let you know that after 10 years of working for Easy Access, I worked for several other companies, other different storages, managing them. And I had done great well with other storages, storage that just started to build up. I end up went in there being the general manager or the property manager, and I had established well within 3 to 4 years. But then just one company that came in mind that came across me, I met them, and they're owners of Hawaii Self Storage. And they're Mike Wood and Steve Mitters. They're more like a mentor to me. They're more of a developer, but they were starting Hawaii Self Storage in Mapunapuna. And that's when we sat down. And they kind of lay everything out on a table. And they gave me an option. They said, Chris, what would we have to do to make you come to work for us? And I'm much gone. I gave them my options. I wrote it on a paper and I told them, number one is take my family to Disneyland, my whole family to Disneyland. That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And then my number two was own my own home. And then I'm much gone. And number three was to be a owner. And I remember just sliding the paper to them and they looked at it and they said, hey, Chris, we can do that for you. You do this for us and we'll do this for you. They said, when you hit 72%, we'll take your whole family to Disneyland. And if you hit 92% of occupancy, we'll buy you your house, we'll get you your house. And when you hit 98% and over, will give you ownership of the facility, 1% ownership. And that's when it came to my mind that, wow, God had definitely opened another door, another vendor that I can look at. And I just remember that, wow, this was a blessing. I remember going to my wife and giving her the proposal, what they have given me, and that's where it all opened up, that I became ownership of 1%.
Your mind begin to change. Your mind opens up. Your thoughts begin to think of different things as you live faithfully and honor God with your work. And God prepares you for this point. And you knew exactly what you wanted. It was clear. Sometimes people can think and feel like success comes overnight, or that you can get it in a microwave. But you went through the crockpot process. It just took time, and you changed and you grew. God prepared you. So when you had this opportunity, this may seem like a overly simplistic question, did you take it?
Yes, I took it in 2001. I joined the company, and they had just about almost finished the facility at the end of the year.
By the way, did you feel confident that you could, when they put the markers, you hit 72%, you hit 98%. Did you feel like, I think I know how I can do that?
I definitely didn't think. I knew.
Were confident.
I was definitely confident, and I knew that I had done great things on other facility. All the goals that I had set before that in other businesses, I had done the same thing, and I had overcome. But this facility was much bigger. And much more up to date. It was a climbing control facility. It was like 5 level floors, climbing control, and it was very secured. And I knew that it was a big one, and it had at least 2,300 units at that time. And I knew that it's possible, because with God all things are possible. And I knew that there's nothing that our God couldn't do. And that's when I took it. We started in 2001. We accomplished it in 2003. All three of them.
All three in 2 years.
And going on 3 years. Hmm. Yes. And that's where we're living right now, in Makakilo. And I do thank Mike Wood and Steve Miller for the blessing that they have bestowed upon my family.
Now, there's a name, Storekeeper.
Yes.
Storekeeper Self-Storage. How did this develop as part of the unfolding plan of God's work in your life?
I left Hawaii Self-Storage in 2000, and between the ending of 2005. Then I worked for other different storages before.
By the way, how was Disneyland?
Oh, Disneyland was a dream come true for my whole family.
Really?
Noticing my kids, some of them was a little older. But it was definitely a dream come true for all my family. That was the first trip that we ever took
it
as a family.
It wasn't just Disneyland. They sent us to Knott's Berry Farm and Universal Studios also.
Yeah, the whole Southern California.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
The whole Southern California adventure.
Yeah, so it was a triple blessing. You know, it wasn't just what we asked for, but it was more.
More. Yeah. You know, they say Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. When I mentioned it, your face lit up. Coming back to the storekeeper, self-storage.
So I worked for different storages before that, but then it so happened that in 2007, somehow God brought me back to the same storage that I helped open up in 1997. And it's over there was Ala Moana Self-Storage. It's located on Kamakei Street. But so happened that God brought me back there many years after that to manage that facility because it was having a hard time. So they wanted me to, they wanted to hire me and to try see what I could do to make it grow. And I believe it was an open door for me. I went on board and I did what had to be done. And I did bring up the occupancy and everything. But then my first thing was having my own business that God had opened the door for me. And so happened that storage that we own now was closing down. And I went over there as part of the moving company so I could move customers from there to bring it to our facility. And that's when I saw that idea came to me. Wow, I could own this place, and that's where the
more than 1%,
100%. Me and my family, just my family owned. Yes, so we don't have no partners. We don't have no bank loan. We just have our family own everything.
And I've always mentioned to him. I said, Chris, you do so much for other companies. I said, I'm pretty sure you can, you know, run and own your own company one day.
You believe in them?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And my wife had always gave me confidence. And that so happened to when we had this, I did give them a proposal. I gave them my resume. And I told them that I would be able to make this company grow.
Chris is going to make a proposal. And, it's going to be shut down. And it'll break his heart. And he'll share that with Francine, and he'll think that God would have just, he'll wonder, Lord, what's happening? I thought it was going to take place, business ownership. And he lets it go, and a few weeks later, what he had let go of comes back. The opportunity to own the business that he owns now and has been growing, you can find out more about the business at storekeeperselfstorage.com. Chris and Francine Ulu, I hope you were encouraged by their heart-to-heart sharing with us. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now, dear friend, to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you give your heart over to him and follow him and serve others in his name? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. And to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And for that, I thank you in advance. Ephesians 3:16, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Chris and Francine Ulu. Find out more at storekeeperselfstorage.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose.
You're listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny.
Shucks, Chaz. I said a little too much there. Can we start it? You know how I gave the ending of how it all... Can we start after that? Or do I need to go? Can I just say I hope you've been encouraged? I hope you've been encouraged today by the heart-to-heart sharing of Chris and Francine Ulu. Find out more at I hope you've been encouraged today by the heart-to-heart sharing from Chris and Francine Ulu. Find out more at storekeeperselfstorage.com. As always, you know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you? Would you, my friend? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation prepared for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Ephesians 3:16, I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Chris and Francine Ulu. Find out more, storekeeperselfstorage.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.